Hello and welcome to everyone on this new episode of Solo Voices. Today we are with Andrew E. Pierce, that is a soulful singer-songwriter whose music blends gospel, R&B and dance. And with his upcoming single, Live Your Life, he channels his powerful journey of resilience, having survived cancer twice, into a feel-good anthem of gratitude, strength, and joy. And first of all, how are you, Andrew?
Fantastic. Beautiful introduction. Thank you very much. Beautiful intro. Thank you.
Wonderful. And what genres do you naturally blend when creating music?
What genre were you asking?
Yes.
Or what ideas? When I'm blending my music, I'm always about inspiration, about inspiring people. We mentioned to people that to be resilient, that despite what they're going through, there is a way out. You just got to be resilient and patient with it. That's generally my ethos.
And what role does faith play in your songwriting?
Sorry, ask that again?
What role does faith play in your songwriting?
Okay, my faith. It's the nucleus of everything. It's where I get my foundation from. Being brought up in a Pentecostal gospel church, that's where I'm coming from. It's all about inspiring, passion, faith, and resilience. So everything I do write, that is the foundation of what I write. It's about hope. It's about forgiveness. It's about being resilient. It's about not giving up. That's the key.
And how do you keep your music uplifting while addressing deep personal themes?
Okay, that's a good question. I think it's a fusion between sometimes upbeat and dance, house rhythms behind it. But the nucleus of it is a positive message. The lyrics are always there to uplift. They're always there to inspire and motivate. And I think that's so important because I think so much music nowadays doesn't necessarily give you inspiration. They are about negative things sometimes. But my music is going against that trend, so to speak. And it's about uplifting people, transforming lives through my music.
That is a very good thing. Also because I see that is coming up like a pandemic of depression and bad things on the young people especially. So this is a very good message.
Exactly. And I think particularly coming through lockdown and COVID, that's when I started writing my music. It was a time when I was feeling quite low and I turned to my faith, turned to what I was brought up on, my foundation is. And it inspired me to inspire other people. Because I think singing music is a gift that I've been given. And it's not been given to hold people down, but it's been given to uplift people. And that's what I'm all about. Definitely.
And how did your personal experiences shape your music and worldview?
Okay. Where do I start? I've had a really interesting life, very unusual. I was with a record label in my early teens, well, mid-teens actually. I was with Universal Records. So I traveled a lot in the US, Europe, Switzerland, Germany, did a lot of work there. That came to an end, abrupt end, partly because I was diagnosed with cancer, with leukemia a few years ago. So I had to put a hold on a lot of things. And whenever you go through something like that, which is life limiting, like cancer, it makes you think differently. It makes you put your priorities in a different order. What's important to me? What do I want to do in this life? What do I want to achieve? What do I want to give out? How do I want to serve people? And that's what inspired me to do music. So it was my music career, very fun, exciting time traveling the world, mixed in with being very ill, almost to death. Those two things together is what makes Andrew E. Pierce today. That's what inspires me. Yeah.
And again, what emotions do you aim to convey through your music?
Full spectrum. The full spectrum from joy, happiness, thoughtfulness, reflection upon your own life. Where am I going? Obviously, my faith, my Christian faith. That's very important to me as well. But also reality. You know, sometimes life can be tough. Life can be really tough. So I want to express to people that, yes, life is tough. Life is difficult. However, there is always a caveat. There is always a way out. And I think the full spectrum of emotion, I want people to laugh, to cry, to laugh, everything, smile, everything with my music. Dance for joy, you name it. I want that in my music.
And what's the biggest lesson music has taught you?
Oh my gosh, what's the biggest lesson? It's a life lesson, I think. I think it's about being authentic, being you. The minute I stopped worrying about what people would think, how they would receive my music, what they'd think about my vocal and this, but I just did me, things started to fall into place. That's when things started to happen. So my message to people is, be you. Be authentically you. Your spirit has been given to you by the Creator to be you. And if you shine that way, then you will touch people. Your people will resonate with you. So my life lesson is to be authentically you and walk in your vision, walk in your purpose, walk in your gift, whatever that may be. And if you don't know what your gift is, think back to childhood. What is that one thing you love doing as a child that has stuck with you? And somewhere amongst that, you will find what your gift is. You'll find what your purpose is.
That's a wonderful message. Thank you so much.
And
what's a dream venue or festival that you'd love play at?
Oh my, I would do them all. I mean, I've been so fortunate. When I was with my record label before, I did quite a few festivals in the Netherlands and et cetera, Netherlands. And I think I did one in Cornwall in the United Kingdom. But I'd love to do quite a few festivals around Europe. I really want to get to Europe. Europe has really accepted my music. And I really want to do some stuff in Europe. Glastonbury would be great one year. Who knows? That would be great too. Yeah. But as many festivals, as many live performances I can do, that's my aim for the next 12 months is to do that. So if you want to invite me, I'm coming to Italy.
Wonderful. That would be a really good thing, actually. And do you have any personal routines or rituals that help you stay inspired when composing?
Yes. My music comes to me very inspirational. I'll be literally walking. I walk a lot. That's good for me. I like to center myself. So you may not believe it, but I can be quite centered. I'm very bubbly, but I'm quite centered too. So I will meditate, pray. I reflect quite a lot as well. I try to eat well as well. That is not always successful, but I do try to eat healthily, pray, meditate, reflect, walk. Those kind of things inspire me. On my walks particularly, that's when I get inspiration for songs, or I may see something on TV, or I may be going through something personally, and that just inspires me to write music. Songs like Live Your Life. That was inspired from recovering from being ill with cancer. And I was diagnosed a second time with cancer more recently, which took me by surprise. I'm fine now, thank God. I'm fully healthy and everything is fine. But it got me to think about the importance of living life. Live life to the full. For some people, that may not seem practical. It may not be easy because of what they're going through. However, do what you can. And if you walk in gratitude, live in gratitude, then what you'll find is, just like a snowball effect, it will grow. Your experiences of positivity and abundance, they will grow. I firmly believe in that.
And I totally agree. I had also my experiences in hospital and things, and I totally agree 100% with you. That is a really wonderful message. Now,
okay, yes.
I have $1 million question. I don't have $1 million.
Oh, gosh. Sorry. Oh, gosh. Again.
What comes first for you, the music or the lyrics? Or a bot, or it changes time to time? How it works for you?
Right. Let me think. That's a good question. What comes first? That's such a good question. I think it's a combination of both. My first song that I wrote during lockdown, when I was stuck in the house on my own, I was isolating, I wasn't well. The lyric came first. The lyric came first. Songs like Live Your Life, the melody came first. La 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 la. That came first. And then the lyric came afterwards. So it's quite strange. They're either come separately or at the same time. I often find myself singing melodies, but as I'm singing the melody, I get a line, a vocal line of lyric, and that's my basis for creating the rest of the song. I build a song around one line and one lyric, one melody. That's what comes to me, I think. It's a combination. Good question. Good question. Yeah.
Thank you. And if you could collaborate with any artist, past or present, what would it be and why?
Okay. Past, it would have to be people like Whitney Houston, George Michael, who I met. I met George Michael in 2023. At Psalm Studios in London, in Notting Hill, when I was recording there. He was in Studio 2, I believe. I was in Studio 1. And he heard my vocal, and he asked his team, "Who's that singing?" And they said, "We don't know," because no one knew I was then. I was just new then. And they said, "It's an Andrew E. Pierce." And he invited us to dinner. George Michael invited us to dinner. But guess what? I didn't go.
Really?
I was too nervous.
Oh.
I was young. I was nervous. I can't go. I wish I had now. I wish I had, because I hear he's a great guy. He was a great guy. Bit of a philanthropist. Like to help people a lot, which is a great thing. So Whitney, George Michael, on the gospel side, CeCe Winans, she's my inspiration. BB and CeCe Winans. I don't know if your audience have heard of them, but people like that are my inspiration, inspire me to sing and write music.
And what are your goals and aspirations for the future? Do you have any specific objectives or projects on the horizon?
Yes, I've released a few singles. I've released about 8 singles now. My King, Under My Wings, Living Well, Desiring More, Waited Patiently, Whispering, Living. Yeah, I've released quite a few singles. Now I'm looking either to start a brand new project with an album, or to compile the songs that I've done already to create an album. And I want to tour. I want to go out there and do live. I think that's the next thing I need to do. People are asking me, when am I singing it live? When am I going to perform? And that's my ambition, is to sing live.
Well, obviously, the live dimension, the tour dimension is something that really talk to life, the songs and things. So is the better thing. Actually, Andrew Apiers can be followed on the Facebook, on the Instagram, on the TikTok as well, on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music,
Deezer, Amazon, everything. I'm everywhere at the moment.
And I suggest to follow that guy because his music is a gift. And actually,
thank you.
It's a true pleasure to add you there. Now we will listen to your single "Live Your Life." You would like to introduce it for us and share what you want to express with this song. What's the story behind the creation of the song and the album?
Thank you very much. "Live Your Life" is all about being resilient. It's all about grasping and embracing life and realizing that fundamentally, you are the only one that can make your life better. You are the only one that has to dig deep and make your life better. So do your best to live your life.
Andrew Apiers, "Live Your Life." Thank you very much.
Clear skies, no more clouds. We've made it through the night. The new